Well, looks like it's on me now. In the words of my boy Rob J here. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? And welcome to another episode of Inside the Mind of a Blurred. Today is a very special day and episode here. We are going to be doing a video game draft. But before we do, of course, we have to introduce those who are going to be on the pod today, as well as our special guests. Since I'm running point today, this is your boy Ked the Pro. Y'all already know what it is, the calculator millennial, the encore presentation. Can I get an encore? Do you want more? AKA your favorite toxic adjacent king, your favorite shadow realm sender, and nether realm dweller. The 843 is me, but VA is where I stay. Always chaotic, never toxic most days. Back again, once again, with some more Inside the Mind of a Blurred hijinks. So with that, we're going to go in order, starting with one of the founders. Bo, could you please go ahead and introduce yourself, sir?
Yeah, it's your boy, Bo Don Did It. And when I say Bo Don Did It, it is Bo Don Did It. In the building, you know, we are here to start, you know, some riot and chaos. And, you know, I am here for mostly the chaos. And, you know, I mean, called it all names. Majority of the time is Hentai Hashira and then both of me. So, you know, they call me that, just know they're calling me that for a reason. And you guessed it right? Yes, that's the reason calling me that. So, but yes.
Okay.
There we go. All right, all right. Next to the stage, of course, is our favorite agent, 00. Please go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
So what's going on, everybody? It's your favorite MI6 agent, 00 status, a.k.a. Danny Phantom, because when the cops come through, I'm going ghost, a.k.a. the Dominican Panther, Bachata, a.k.a. the tea-sipping Hashira, don't be disrespectful, fill my cup, a.k.a. the mint chocolate chip stand, Minto Chocoreto Brizo.
Yeah.
Hey.
Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Word. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Next, of course, he's not technically participating in the draft, but of course, you already know he causes loads of chaos on the page. Shout out to the boy Rob J. Please go ahead, sir.
What's going on, y'all? Like I said, I don't know shit about video games. I'm here for the vibes. It's your boy Rob J, aka your favorite background character, because that's what I'm going to be in this podcast, man. I'm here for a good time. It's going to be a great episode, and yeah, shout out to everybody here. It's going to be fun.
My man said he is an NPC today.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Your favorite background character, for sure.
It tastes good. It tastes good.
Absolutely.
Yes, sir. Next up, of course, we have the boy Hydro, all the way from Disneyland.
No. All the way from clocking out. It's your boy Hydro, clocking in, clock out. You know, I'm going to Japan and on Sunday, so call me Worldwide Hydro.
Yeah, that boy said he's going to Japan. Huh? Bro, knocking out. Jesus. Man, that's on my bucket list, bro. Man, congrats to you for being able to do that.
Worldwide Hydro. That's a new name.
Hey, Worldwide Hydro. Hydro.
Like, she's not safe on the other side of the planet.
Damn. Shit.
Oh, Well, okay.
It don't matter where in the world it's over with. She not safe.
Saudi Arabia, mm-hmm. China, shit, Afghanistan.
Wow.
Shit.
Yo.
Wow.
Oh man, that's all what right. We doing.
Better put her
we up. Already starting off hot. All right.
Damn, it's early. I'm really potting. Shit, let's get it. I'm ready, man. Let's go.
I feel it, bro. I feel it. And then, of course, we have our special guest from Animalytical, Mr. The Boy, Clay, a.k.a. Play With Clay. Please go ahead and introduce yourself, sir.
Hey, I like what y'all do with the a.k.a., so I'm going to try some, right? It's your boy, Clay, a.k.a. Jamaica's First Yonko, a.k.a. the Southside Soul Reaper, the Beef Patty Baron, the Nigga Ninja.
Hey, the Nigga
Let's
Ninja.
Go. Let's go.
Oh, man. Follow me on everything. I Play With Clay.
There you go. Word. Nice. Well, thank you for all the introductions, ladies and gentlemen. So we are about to do a video game draft. For those of you who are into video games, of course, this might be for you. And so here are the rules stated for this video game draft. Of course, we are going to do a total of 5 rounds. Now, in any of these 5 rounds, of course, we can pick a leader, a villain slash antihero, a muscle, someone who's the brains, and then a wild card. So each of us get 5 picks, and that's all we getting. And so we got to come heavy with our squad for this video game draft. So if you know a little something about video games, you know, you can interact with us on our page. You can do the Blurred Mind Pod and let us know, you know, what your favorite or what your draft is going to be for your squad. And again, they have to be video game characters. You know, this can't be just some random character from a different TV show, or it could be, or from some other bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this has to be a video game. So with that in mind, we do have a draft order that was chosen at random, allegedly. By
allegedly.
No prize happened.
Steve, man. Shout out to Steve.
Shout out to Steve.
He couldn't be here, but yeah, man. Shout out to Steve.
So just so that we could go over the rules. Now, you don't have to pick, you know, a leader in the first round or a brain in the second round. You could pick whoever you want to pick in the first round. Just once you've picked that spot, that's, you know, that's your spot, and that's where that person will be. You know, if you decide to pick your brain in the first round, cool. If you decide to pick your leader in the first round, cool. You want to pick your wild card in the first round, cool. There's no structure here. So we just want to be sure that everybody knows the rules before we go ahead and get started.
Mm-hmm. Good. Yeah, off order determined.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The order was determined again by random. Okay. So
I'm talking about first, like us.
Yeah, it was determined by random.
Okay.
By Steve. So yeah, the first Steve pick it, actually, yeah. The first pick is actually going to go to Clay. With the second pick going to Hydro, third pick is me, the fourth pick will go to Bo, and then pick 5 will go to 00.
Cool.
Mm.
All right. So, again, leader, muscle, brain, antihero, wild card. Those are our 5 picks. So, we're going to start with Clay. Clay, what is your first pick of the video game draft?
All right. First off, shout out to the video game delegation, all my gamers out there. With the first pick in the draft, I'm going to go with Master Chief from Halo. As my leader.
Okay,
I need somebody to make the decisive decisions. You know?
Okay.
That's a really solid strong. Pick.
Solid pick, man. Mm-hmm. So that's your leader, correct?
Yep.
All right, if we can go ahead and update that, Clay's first pick is Master Chief for his leader. That leaves the next pick to Hydro. Hydro.
I'm picking my muscle, and I'm picking Kratos.
Nice.
Ooh, sniped another one of mine.
Got one
off rip.
I seen him take some shit down, so I'm like, oh, yeah, this is the muscle right here. Handle my lightweight.
I feel that, bro. I absolutely feel that. I got another one in the chamber, though, so hopefully nobody picks this one, but if they do, I'm going to be pissed. But with my pick for my leader, I am picking Fire God Liu Kang. Not normal, yes. Liu Kang, Fire God Liu Kang.
Okay, solid choice.
Yes, solid. Yes, absolutely. If you've played Mortal Kombat 1 or even the end of Mortal Kombat 11, I think that his choices were pretty solid, and it seemed like his realms were going to be at peace had it not been for, you know, a certain individual. But still, just the decisions that he made throughout this game, you can question some of the decisions, but it seemed to be for the betterment of his realm, and it seems like he is a great leader as the Keeper of Time and as the demigod of Earthrealm. So Fire God Liu Kang is going to be my leader. Pick number 4, Bo.
My leader will be one and only Solid Snake.
Nice.
Okay. Solid pick.
Great pick.
Wait, who? Yeah.
Solid Snake.
Gotcha.
Metal Gear.
I like the pick. Right, okay. Now I gotta ask why did you pick him as your leader, bro?
Because he's the boss. That's why.
I was looking for an in-depth answer. Oh, yeah.
What's understood don't got to be explained.
It's like that meme of The Rock, because.
Right. All right. I mess with it. All right, Double O, your pick.
Okay, so my leader makes Bo's leader my son, Big Boss.
God damn it.
Damn it.
So Big Boss is my leader. And what doesn't, you know, what's understood don't need to be said.
Yeah, indeed. Indeed. All right, so with that in mind,
okay,
let us review the picks. So again,
I actually have okay.
You got it. Okay, cool. If you got it, then bet. I don't gotta do it.
Hey, listen, you don't have to do it. Listen, bro, I got you. All right.
Hey, I appreciate you, bro.
So far, we got Clay. His leader is Master Chief. All right. Hydro, his muscle is Kratos. All right. Ked's leader, Fire God Liu Kang. Bo's leader, Solid Snake. And for Double O, his leader is Big Boss. That's the first round.
Mm-hmm. Some very solid, very picks, solid picks.
And here's the thing. I don't know shit. I don't know nothing about these characters. I'm lying. I'm just saying, yo, bro, it's solid, bro. It's solid. I don't know anything about these characters, by the way. I'm lying my ass off. But, hey, I'm having a good time. Let's go. Let's go, team.
Word. I appreciate it. So that means that we are into the second round already. So with that, Clay, in the second round, who are you picking?
All right. So this time I'm going to pick my muscle. And I'm gonna go with Asura from Asura's Wrath.
Oh, good one.
Oh,
that's a good one.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Where my man battled the gods, fought the god of creation, came out on top. Like, he's that man.
Okay.
Hey, I respect it. Respect. All right. Hydro, who is your pick?
I'm picking Bayonetta for my wild card.
Nice.
Very, very nice. I respect it. Respect it.
Man, that shit is fire. If you played the game, you know what's up. So that's all I can read.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What game is it from?
Bayonetta.
Bayonetta.
Okay.
Yeah. It's just female Devil May Cry. That's all it is.
Speaking of which, my wild card, Dante from Devil May Cry. Let me go ahead and get him off the board real quick. But Dante is that nigga. So if y'all have never played Devil May Cry before, I highly urge you to do so. Except if you want to play the DMC rebooted version, I mean that's up to you. It's not really like the best version. The gameplay is all right, the story is just kind of
a punk kid, like a gothic kid.
Yeah, when he was had the short haircut and they decided to quote unquote reboot the story and it didn't work, so they went back and just dropped Devil May Cry 5, which was amazing. I will also say that Devil May Cry 2 was not the best game either, but it is what it is. That leaves pick number four. Bo.
So, I'm going to go with my anti-hero / villain. I'm going to go with Virgil from Devil May Cry.
Nice. I don't blame you, bro.
Get out of the way. Someone's going to snap it.
I was number one on my list.
Hey, nah, he's a dope villain, too, so... I respect the pick. He actually, Bo, you actually sniped one of mine too, because that was on my list as well. Like, I'm gonna kick. I was hoping that nobody would pick it, but if I got Dante, I was like, I know about somebody about to pick Virgil. I already know.
That was literally gonna be my next round.
I feel that, man. Yeah. Smart pick. Smart
thing
pick.
About the draft, bro. Shit, ain't shit safe. Ain't nobody.
No, not at all. Shit, two of my picks sniped in the first round before I could even say a word. It is what it is. Double O.
Ooh, okay. So wild card, Starkiller.
Ooh.
Okay. Solid.
all that. Okay.
I like that one.
Like that very, very yes, much. Sir.
Okay, okay, okay. Man.
Now, for those who don't know who Starkiller is, I mean, Star Wars. Let's just. Wow. Yeah. The Force Unleashed.
Yep.
Ooh, shout out to Star Wars. Girl.
Big fan. All right.
Big fan.
In the second round, we got Clay, his muscle, Asura, you know, for Hydro, his wild card, Bayonetta, Kid, his wild card, Dante, Devil May Cry, Bo, his anti-villain, his anti-hero slash villain is Virgil, and for Double O, his wild card is Starkiller.
Yes, sir.
All right. We got some pretty solid picks already.
Bro,
I'm liking what I'm hearing, man.
It's super solid, man.
Yeah,
yeah. It's really solid, brother.
Even though Rob don't
brother,
know what we talking about.
Solid, brother. Brother, on
there. Let me tell you something, brother. Goodness gracious. All right, that puts us in the third round. Clay. Who is your pick in the third round?
So for the third round, I'm going to pick the brains of the operation. And I was originally going to pick Big Boss as the brains of my operation. Because he's technically, he's technically the smartest in his verse. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all right. So my next pick is going to be Cortana from Halo.
Nice.
Okay.
Master Chief's AI sidekick. Yep. And since he's my leader, I got like them in tandem. It's going to work.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Definitely. Great, great, great tag team on that one, bro. Yep. Hydro, who is your next pick?
I'm picking my leader, and I'm picking Sonic the Hedgehog.
Ooh. Ooh. Interesting pick for a leader. Pick.
Very interesting.
Why Sonic?
Because like, I feel like he will always put people first. Like, yeah, he could be a little cocky at times, but he always going to save the day, do what's right. He never going to like try to do some bullshit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he would never puts his one of his people in jeopardy like that, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's always the one that always like stand up to the bully, you know, save the animals, uplift his partners like Tails, you know. You know, he's a hero, the definition of the hero, and I think he can lead good.
I mean, you're not lying, and get that boy a chili dog and he'll do whatever you ask him to, pretty much.
Right. Yo, what?
Sonic
loves chili dogs.
Anything for a chili dog?
And yes, people yes.
He's a glizzy goblin.
He's a glizzy goblin.
Nah, like no. Rob, if you ever like watch any of the get a chance to watch any of the cartoons, it's mm-hmm. stated like okay. that
many times. Dogs, many times. So. In yeah, fact, gosh, in San Diego, gosh. They have like a whole restaurant that's dedicated to like chili dogs because of him.
Really?
Yeah, it's called Sonic Cafe. Fine.
Okay.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah.
I guess that would leave me. So I'm gonna pick my villain / anti-hero. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, One Winged Angel, Sephiroth.
Okay.
Sephiroth. Yes, sir.
Sephiroth.
I already know if you're a Final Fantasy fan like me, that's
hit him with the hymns. You're dying.
But again, when Final Fantasy VII Rebirth comes along, and I saw that you can actually have Sephiroth on your team. I'm already ready for this shit, man. I'm absolutely ready. So yes, it's gonna be nuts. All right, Bo. All
right, on my wild card, I'm picking the man who saved the universe, Commander Shepard.
I fucking hate you, Bo, and I said that shit before you even said it.
Commander Shepard?
Fucking hate you, Bo.
Commander Shepard, okay.
I was like, God damn. That's the wild card?
Yeah, that's my wild card.
What game is he from?
That is interesting.
Mass Effect.
Okay.
Mass Effect.
Okay, okay.
This man, Bo, he was like, no, I gotta grab him. And honestly, I don't blame you for that, bro.
Good grab. Yep.
Yeah, mm-hmm. If you play Mass Effect, you already know.
Yep.
And that leaves Double O.
I guess I was like, my pick is going to be a technicality. I leave it up to the council of y'all to decide whether or not that's You're Gonna Let It Rock. From My Muscle, The Guardian from Destiny. You, essentially.
Wait, huh? You? Wait. Like, as in you, the person that's actually, like,
you're referred to as the Guardian in the lore. You're the Guardian, and people know that you are literally, when someone speaks of the Guardian, they're talking about you.
But what class?
Hunter all day.
All right.
Warlock.
I prefer Titans, but you know.
Warlock Master Race.
Guardian. You, that's so, like, are y'all
the Guardian Destiny? That's you.
Are y'all gonna let that slide or what?
Yeah, up to y'all. I mean, it counts.
I mean, it counts.
So that's my muscle.
Fair enough. Okay. All right, bet. So in the third round, we got Clay, his brains, Cortana from Halo, Hydro, his leader, is Sonic the Hedgehog. The fucking Glizzy Gobbler is that is insane, bro. But Kit, his villain.
Hey, he the goat.
Sephiroth from Final Fantasy. Bo's wild card is Commander Shepard from Mass Effect. And for 00, his muscle is the Guardian. You yourself from Destiny. Oh my God, Sonic being a Glizzy captain is crazy, bro.
Nah, but for real, I mean, that's part of his character, bro. Like, the man does nothing but eat chili dogs and save the world. And
fair enough, man. Simple.
All you gotta do is say, "Hey, bro, Eggman destroying the city. Chili dog, go ahead and handle that light work," and he gonna do it. All right. So, fourth round, is that what we on now? We're going by these pretty quick. We're gonna have to do something at the end to spice it up a little bit.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie, bro. We zooming through these bitches.
Yeah. We can definitely add some more picks, to our squad, just so we can see who really got the squad of all squads in this draft.
I got like a bonus idea, but I was gonna save for the end.
Yeah. I definitely would love to hear it. In the meantime, Clay, fourth pick.
All right, fourth pick. So fourth pick, I'm going to go with my wild card. And it's going to be, because I was bouncing back and forth between like a couple choices, but I'm going to go with Kirby as my wild card.
Ooh, good one.
That's a very good one.
That character, I do know.
Robson, I got that reference.
TV. Uh-huh. Yep. 4Kids TV back today with Kirby. You know what I mean? Hey. That was my shit. I ain't gonna cap.
Hey, that theme song went hard.
Absolutely.
Nah, but Kirby is a very, very great pick. Solid wild card, because you never know what you're gonna get from Kirby. So
exactly. Yep.
All right, Hydro.
I'm getting my villain / antihero, and I'm picking Ganondorf from Zelda.
Fuck.
You said who?
Ganondorf from Zelda, Legend of Zelda.
Gotcha. Okay.
Solid pick. Solid villain. On top of that, man,
he make most of them games great. Like, it's crazy. Mm-hmm. Man, that guy, he's a legend.
No, he is, and always giving that boy Link problems. And no matter what strand of the universe that Zelda takes place in, Ganon or Ganondorf,
any art style, any art style,
indeed. All right, I guess that leaves me. So, for the brains, I'm actually gonna go with one of the best. A puzzle solvers in all of game history, and that's Nathan Drake.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Nathan Drake. Okay.
Yep. Definitely had to choose him. I personally think that as far as his puzzle solving skills, he will be able to figure some shit out for us, for the squad. And I just think that he would be a solid pick. If you've never played any of the Uncharted games, I highly recommend that you do. Dude is he's wild, but I mean, he's like that. So That's my pick for my brain.
So this is from Uncharted, right?
Yes, sir.
So was he good in the live action movie that happened?
I fuck with it.
It wasn't bad.
It was decent. It just was awkward how they like smushed all three games together in one movie.
Tom Holland, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, yeah. I heard that shit was super bad though. Yikes.
it's a movie that you just look. Oh, okay, that's cool. That's all you would say.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Jeez. Like, would you ever watch it again? No, but if you watch it, you're gonna be like, all right.
Okay, that's cool. Especially you're the fan of the game, you're like, oh, I remember that scene.
Gotcha. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right, Bo. All
right, for my muscle, I'm just gonna go with Doom Guy.
Doom Guy?
Yeah, Doom Guy. Yeah, Doom Guy. You know who Doom Guy is? Then you know that's all I got.
What?
Doom Guy?
What game is he from?
Doom.
Yeah, he's literally the protagonist of Doom.
Yeah.
I've always hated the fact that his name is just Doom Guy, but I mean, yeah.
Just like Duke Nukem?
Duke Nukem. Hey, Duke Nukem is that dude, though. He wild as fuck. But he be saying the craziest shit. But
Craziest shit.
Okay, that's actually a solid pick. I fuck with it. All right, 00.
Ooh, let's see. I'm going to go with, for brains, I'm going to go with Albert Wesker.
Solid pick. He was actually my second pick for brains if I didn't choose Nathan Drake. Yeah, dude is, for those who don't know about Albert Wesker.
That guy.
Yes. He's that dude.
He's him?
Resident Evil.
Yeah. Yep, he's him in Resident Evil.
Okay. Okay.
And Marvel's Capcom 3.
Mm-hmm. That is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
And that y'all have picked like the top three villains that I wanted to go for.
Damn. And the draft. Ain't no pick safe, man. That shit's crazy.
It's not. It is not. So for this round, Rob, what we got?
Oh, yeah, here's the rundown, man. For Clay, his wild card is Kirby. Pedro, his villain, Ganondorf. Kid, brains, Nathan Drake. For Bo, the muscle is Doom Guy. Double O, his brains, Albert Wesker.
Yep.
And yep, that's the fourth round. Last round incoming.
Your third,
we got right, this shit quick as fuck.
Bro. Yeah, we only did. That's why we gotta add some bonus stuff to this. You know, gotta make this episode at least an hour.
For sure.
For sure. All right, Clay. Who is your last pick for at least the five that we got?
All right, so my last pick is the villain category. Y'all ran through like all of my list, but the one name that's still on my list is the final boss of Final Fantasy VI, Kefka the Clown.
Kefka, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Kefka the Clown. Oh.
Yes.
Kefka the Clown. Okay.
I respect it. Respect it. And honestly, Final Fantasy VI is not one that I've played, but I know that name, Kefka the Clown. So,
classic. Hey, Final Fantasy VI is one of the great ones.
Yeah.
That and Final Fantasy VIII as well.
But that's the one with Cecil, right?
Number 6. So slept on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 8 is slept on so much, and it's really good.
Oh, it's Demetria.
Yeah. I need Squall Lee and Hart to come back, man. Bring back Final Fantasy 8. Do a remake. I don't care. Just do it.
That needs a remake for sure.
Yes.
Yeah, I think they're doing like 10 as a remake next, what I heard.
Oh, they're doing 10 as a remake?
Yeah.
Well, honestly, you know, I like 10 too. 10 was one of Ten was definitely one of my favorites.
But I don't think it needs a remake so soon. They could definitely like throw it back to like one of the older ones, like Final Fantasy 3. Make that like,
I think, yeah.
Or even like, the first one.
If it's like PlayStation, if it's on PlayStation 1, then it should get a remake first. So PlayStation 2 graphics is still not that bad, believe it or not.
No, it's not.
Nah, they're still pretty bad.
I mean today, but like if you get like the high upgrade visuals.
Yeah, they're better than a lot, but like I know like with me when I say like older games aren't that bad in graphics, then I go back and play them, and then I'm just like, right, I was lying to myself.
You feel like Jim Ryan.
We're all right. So Hydro, your last pick.
I'm picking my brains, and I'm picking Phoenix Wright from Ace Attorney.
Ooh, okay. I object.
Exactly. Yeah. Because it'd be like the most craziest shit, and he somehow find like his little crack. He just go crazy. Like it's always funny. That's bro? Why, I like, bro, he just be. He like, all you got to see is some a little bit inconsistency, and he's in there. That's all you got to do. Man.
Rob
he's
is very Phoenix smart. Wright.
Yeah, okay.
Phoenix Wright, Ace Attorney.
Didn't they make that an anime too?
They did.
They did.
Mm-hmm. So I guess it's on me to, and I got to choose my brawn. I'm choosing another character from a fighting game. And since this is in the brawn category, I'm going to go with my boy in Japan known as Goki, in America known as Akuma.
That's a real pick.
Okay. That's a real pick. Yep.
Yeah. Very solid.
Yep. For those who don't know, Akuma is that guy.
All you got to see them purple flashes like 5 times, and that kanji. Oh, it's over.
That's it.
You just be on the floor, stretched out.
all you hear is die 1,000 deaths, and that's it.
Doom, 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 doom. The standing.
Yep.
Iconic.
Absolutely. I can't tell y'all how many times that Akuma gave me problems in Street Fighter Alpha 3. Like Shin Akuma used to just whoop my ass. Like I used to get pissed off playing Bison because Bison was cheap as hell, but Akuma is just like the AI just was like, nah, fuck you,
dog and everything.
Yeah, dog walking, bro. And it's bad because my brother also knew how to use Akuma, so anytime that we play Street Fighter, whoop my ass every single time. Like there was no breaks, no pauses. He'd just be like, nope, you about to get this work. And that's when I was, you know, back in my button mashing days. Nowadays, you know, I could play Street Fighter. You know, I still prefer Mortal Kombat. But, you know, if I was to play against my brother, he still might beat me. But I'm gonna put up a really decent fight. But yeah,
gotcha.
That's my pick for Braun is Akuma. So that leaves us with Bo.
All right, I'm gonna pick my brains, and the brains I'm gonna pick is
Eminem.
Brain's gonna be Morden Solis for Mass Effect.
Mass Effect.
Okay, yeah. Another Mass Effect Morden character. Solis? Yes, sir.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Solarian Task Force leader. Yeah. And afraid to make decisions that are like, you know, that's gonna be a negative impact, but as long as it's logical, you'll make the choices.
That death scene though.
Just one time, I'm like, can't take it.
Okay. And then 00.
So all I have left is a villain / anti-hero, and I'm gonna pick Mr. Walk into your church and start a fight himself, Nero.
Nero
loves to do nothing more than walk into your church and just fuck up everything, the service, the statues, and just leaves too. He don't even like, oh my bad, like I'll pay for that later. Nah, he's like,
fuck shit up and leave. Damn.
Yep.
God damn.
You know. Mother like son, I just say.
Yep. Okay. Another Sparta.
So, all right. So, for the final round, final rundown, for Clay, his villain, Kefka the Clown, Hydro, his brains, Phoenix Wright, for Kid, his muscle, Brawn, Akuma, Bo, the brains, Morden Solis, and for 00, his villain is Nero. Okay, that's 5 solid picks, man. So.
Anti-hero.
Anti-hero / villain. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. All right, man. Well, I think we've got are a solid five. So I posed the question, Hydro, did you have something that you wanted to add on?
Yes, let's draft female characters.
That's a good one.
Yep, I was waiting for that.
Okay, okay.
Let's keep the same order. Okay.
He said, keep the same order.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Clay.
All right. I'm thinking.
Get you on the spot.
Right. I wasn't prepared for that one. But yeah, I'm going to go. So for, I guess, I guess wild card, I'll pick a favorite. I'm going to pick Eri from Final Fantasy VII.
Nice.
Okay.
Okay.
As my wild card. She got some healing in her kit, summoning spells, you know.
I mess with that pick. All right. Hydro, since you're the one who picked the draft female characters.
I'm picking Chun-Li.
That was my first piece that I thought of. I was just like,
I was thinking, that scene where she finds Lolo, that's a new name, right? The dude with the fucking claw in the movie.
Vega.
She kicked that nigga in the face. She turned her heel, started beating his ass.
She threw a whole couch at that man.
Oh yeah,
yeah. Nah, man! She like, kicked this dude through the fucking wall, like at the very end of the fight.
Exactly.
That man fell like 30 stories to his death.
Right. I was like, you know what? She had on. She kept her own. So you know, she on the team for real, for real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I guess for my first pick for females, I'm gonna go with Lara Croft.
Okay.
Good pick.
Easy pick. Yes, sir.
Yeah, very easy pick. I think one of the dopest female MCs in all of games. That's just me personally.
Okay. All
right. Bo.
For me, I'm gonna go with a buff character. I'm gonna go with Amara from Borderlands 3, the siren. Nice.
Amara, okay.
Siren the Four, yeah, the Siren with the Four Arms.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a good pick.
All right, and Double O.
Okay, my first pick is for Wild Card, Samus Aran.
Oh, okay.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Okay.
That is a good one.
Very, very, very good pick. Very, very dope woman. Samus.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, from Metroid Prime. I know Rob don't know, but...
Yeah, I have absolutely no clue.
You play Super Smash Brothers, bro, at any point in time? No?
Absolutely yes. Not.
Not okay, I figured it was like, I thought it was just, I watched, absolutely not. That...
Yeah, man.
Hey, nah, I feel it, man. I feel it, but okay. I think we got some solid female picks in the building. Rob, if you could do that rundown.
Absolutely. For Clay, his is Eri from Final Fantasy VII, right? Final Fantasy VII?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Aerith. Yeah.
For Hydro, his is Chun-Li, super easy pick, of course. Ked, Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, right? Hold on, is that
sure?
Tomb Raider? Hey, let's go. See, I'm out here. Let's go.
You got this, you know.
Bo's pick is Amara, right? Amara?
Yeah, Amara, yeah.
Yeah, Amara.
I said that right? Okay, bet. And for Double O, his pick is Samus.
Yes.
So, like, what's going to be the next round?
Like, I got another idea if y'all want it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's get it, man. Let's get it.
Fighter, as in fighting game character, like an actual fighting game franchise.
Okay.
Oh, well, fighter. I mean, I chose two, but yeah. I got a couple more that I can throw out there. So.
Yeah, okay. I thought we was gonna run down another five.
With the women.
The women.
Oh,
I mean, we could if y'all won't. I mean, I got like a back. I had a backup pick too that I wanted to get out there, but fuck it.
How's everybody feeling about that?
So we do four more women.
I can do that.
Yeah. Another round of women.
Mm-hmm. Another round of women. Let's go.
Let's get it.
Clay.
All right. So mine is going to be a fighting game character, and she's going to be the muscle, and that's Morrigan from Darkstalkers.
Nice.
Morrigan. Okay.
It was between her and Felicia.
I fuck with that. Hydro.
You know, it'd be very off brand for me if I didn't have at least one of these in my pick. So I'm.
It has to be what I'm thinking.
It's going with the Diamond and Pearl Sinnoh champion Cynthia with her Garchomp.
Okay.
Hey, Cynthia. Solid pick.
Solid.
Yeah. You know what?
I was gonna say it. I mean, Ash finally was able to conquer Cynthia, but I mean, she was a broken character in the anime.
She was a broken character in the game too.
I mean, I know she is.
I mean, Garchomp is just a broken Pokemon.
It is.
No, he is for real.
Yeah.
Like I've heard so many people just when they played the remake of the Diamond and Pearl series,
they were cleaning me up. I even got this. Cleaning me up. Oh shit. Oh, that shit happened on stream too. Mm-hmm. Oh my god! All right, man, this shit over. Turn the stream off.
Hey, I don't blame you, bro. I do not blame you. All right, so for my wild card women pick, I'm going back to my fighting game bag. I've got to pick, and it's really, really between these two. So I'm going to say. You know what? I'm gonna go with my first choice. I'm gonna say Melina. That's my wild card from Mortal Kombat. And if I'm being honest, Melina is an interesting character. Now, I think I like her character more in the Mortal Kombat 1 game that just came out as opposed to her character in previous games. But still, every Mortal Kombat guy who loves the Mortal Kombat women, they for whatever reason, they love Melina because her body is crazy. Until she takes off that mask, then it's like, what the fuck?
That mouth is diabolical.
I'm saying,
mouth is mouthing.
Some people,
all she gotta do is just open wide enough so there's no teeth contact.
Hey, no. Hey. No. Ain't no way. Ain't no way. Boy, no way.
But I like her in Mortal Kombat 1 because at least she has a serum that'll keep her regular sometimes. Now, when she loses control and that mouth come out, that's going to be one of them days where I'm like,
she's going to town on you, bro. And then just out of nowhere, that shit just come out. You like, yo,
what the mouth do?
But Katana's right there.
And see, and I wanted to pick Katana. I was like, you know what? Damn, I should have picked Katana. But I was like, you know what? Let me go with Melina because I think she would make a better wild card. Katana would fit more into a different category for me anyway.
You see, this is what you do. All you gotta do is buy this little mouth constraint where it's got the hole open, put it on her, and you Gucci.
That's if she don't chomp through that shit.
You pick a said chomp.
Oh man!
Nah, look, listen. If you've seen her mouth, Rob,
Oh no, I've definitely seen it. I seen it.
And then they gave her a predator mouth of all things in fucking Mortal Kombat 1, so it's even crazier. But
oh man,
I digress.
Yeesh.
Hey, all right, well,
I'm gonna say I'm sure some dudes out there that still do it though. So
I know there's some dudes out there who still do it. No question.
I say God bless.
But when it comes to the squad and when it comes to fighting, yeah, she gonna handle business. But yeah, when it comes to that, more power to you. Go ahead, Bo. Who's your pick?
All right, I'm gonna pick my leader, Sonya Blade.
Sonya Blade.
Okay. Another Mortal Kombat character. You know, who for those who don't know, is it General Sonya Blade now?
general.
Okay, I was trying to figure out if she was a general before she was spoilers for MK11 before she died. but I mean that was a whole game ahead. So I mean a whole game beforehand. So I mean if you have not played Mortal Kombat 11, I don't know what to tell you. The game been out since like what 2017, yeah. And it's 2023 now. We on Mortal Kombat 1. But Sonya Blade is definitely a great character. I think she'll make a great leader. As long as none of her friends are in trouble.
None.
All right, and Double O.
So I'm gonna pick the person for brains, Liara Tassoni from Mass Effect. She is a biotic, so not only is she ridiculously smart, and she was also the daughter of the matriarch. I forgot what her name was, but her mother was nuts.
Yep.
Nuts in a good and bad way. Like she was really smart, but then she did some fuck shit. So she's smart and she got magic, essentially. Well, science magic, but magic nonetheless.
Okay. Nice, okay. Nice. Fair enough. All right, mm-hmm. So quick little rundown of this last round. So for Clay, his pick was Morgan, right?
Yep.
Morgan. Okay, bet. Hydro's pick. Oh, his muscle. Okay, bet. Let me put that in here because I did not hear you say that. My bad. So for Hydro, his pick was Cynthia. Kid, his pick was Melina. Mm-hmm. That was his wild card. And for Bo, his leader was Sonya Blade. And
Sonya Blade.
For Double O, his brains was Liara.
All right. Another round of women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got another one.
All right. I got for the whole list.
Okay, so for my leader, I'm gonna pick Jill Valentine from Resident Evil.
That's a good one, right there.
Damn.
Oh,
damn.
Damn.
All right. I gotta read that. Good shit. Good. Very, very good pick.
Mm-hmm. Hey man, she's led several teams against the outbreaks, and you know, she's just an all around dope character.
Mm. That's fair. That is fair.
Nice.
All right, Hydro.
This is probably like my muscle if I had one, or like you know what, this is probably my wild card. I'm picking Aloy from Horizon.
Damn.
Okay.
Damn, that's a go.
Got it. Okay.
I mean, she could have bring your brains too.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yep. She could have been your brains too.
Yeah. Okay.
Good pick. So this round, I'm going to choose my anti-hero. I'm going to pick Ivy Valentine from Soul Calibur.
Oh, nice.
Ivy Valentine. Got it.
Yes. For those who don't know, we talking whip sword or chain sword.
Mm-hmm. Whip sword. Sheesh.
Yes.
Scantily clad.
Yeah. Oh, very, very,
very much so.
Very.
How she don't cut herself, I'll never know.
To this day, I don't know either, bro. I don't know. But that's going to be my anti-hero. She's not a good guy. But she's not really like a villainess, if that makes any sense. So like she has a very tragic backstory. And just her father is a villain, for those who have played the Soul Calibur series, so you would know.
Cervantes,
yes.
Yes.
That motherfucker. But yep.
Cervantes.
She is gonna be my anti-hero. Bo.
My smart character that I'm going to pick for the females is going to be Talia Zoal from Mass Effect.
That's a good one.
You're going crazy with the Mass Effect characters.
Yeah, they have a lot.
They got a lot.
Who you say again?
Talia Zoal. Zoral. Nah, just Talia. Just put Talia.
It's an alien.
Talia?
Yeah.
Okay, bet.
Yeah, alien.
Talia. Bet.
All right. Solid. And then Double O.
Okay, let's see. So I'm gonna go because I feel like Bo would fucking take this in some way, shape, or form. my muscle, Tifa, Final Fantasy VII.
God!
Hey,
like another one. Damn,
that shit crazy, bro. With the draft,
she got the hands.
She knows she got the hands.
Not gonna lie, like if before, when Bo said I'm gonna pick my brain first, I was like, "Fuck yeah, he's not picking for this round." I'm safe, but I'm like, I don't know if I'm gonna be safe next round. Let me take off the board now.
Nah, you was smart because she was damn sure gonna go off the board for me whenever it came back around. But damn,
okay. Quick little rundown, you feel me? For Clay, his leader, Jill Valentine. For Hydro, his wild card was Alloy. Is that
Alloy?
Alloy, okay, bet. Kid, his anti-hero, Ivy Valentine. For Bo, his brains, Talia. And for Double O, the muscle, Tifa. All
right, mm-hmm. See, I gotta go back to the damn drawing board for my muscle.
It'd be like that, man. It really do.
Them picks get really taken. It's over with. So,
All right. Let us go into the next round. Clay.
All right. I'm going to go with the brains of the operation, and I'm going to pick GLaDOS, the AI robot from Portal.
Nice.
Okay.
GLaDOS.
I fuck with that pick, man. I fuck with that pick.
Yep. It's one of my favorite puzzle games.
Shit, Hydro.
So I'm picking for my muscle. I'm gonna pick 2B from Nier Automata.
Yo!
Wow!
Great
pick. Great fucking
anime. Bro, the anime was fire. Like, she was one of my favorite characters. Like I said, I don't know shit. You know what I'm saying about the video game, of course. But seeing her, bro, she was putting up numbers in the anime, but. They stopped putting out episodes, so I stopped caring about it.
Damn, yeah, they did. They I don't know when they're gonna come back with another episode, man. But I'm just hoping they did.
They actually finished it, but it was like so long, I just stopped caring and I don't care to like go back and watch it anymore.
I'm gonna go back and finish it.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna finish it because the video game, they did a lot of things in the anime that is reference to video games, so I like want to see how, like in video game, they have like different endings. I think there's like 25 endings in video game, they have like the endings, like how it was played out in the end of the anime. So I want to see how they did all the endings.
Yeah, so. Ubi was putting the really buckets, do. And she was fine as hell.
Oh yeah,
you weren't lying.
They did make it. Little fan service in 2B and anime, which I ain't complaining. Look,
a little peak ain't gonna hurt.
Little leg is crazy.
Oh man,
speaking of leg. Yeah, you're next.
Oh my god!
It was right there, bro. I'm sorry, bro. It was literally right there. I just couldn't. I'm sorry. Bro.
I know, man. So now I'm stuck between the brains and the bronze, or the muscle of my group. And this, I'm trying not to lean into this too much and picking another fighting game character, but. I'm gonna go ahead and just do Brawn, and I'm gonna lean back into I don't want to do that. You know what? Yeah, see, when he took Tifa, that threw my whole game off. So now I'm recalculating. All right. So for Brawn, I'm gonna do Mortal Kombat again. And for Brawn, I'm actually going to pick. I'm gonna do Shiva.
Shiva, okay.
Yeah. And for those who don't know, she's the Forearm Shokan. So I figured that would be
a solid brawn pick or a muscle pick.
Like, so you like the squeeze put on you.
Yeah, the squeeze.
Now listen, if it's the Shiva from MK11, I'm not that mad at it, because I've seen like some earlier depictions of Shiva, and this is kind of like maybe not, but now you know what?
You're not feeling the Mohawk.
I can ignore it, I guess. I can ignore it. But no, I'm letting her handle the light work. I'm not I would not go that far. Not with Shiva, but I mean, it is what it is. There's plenty of women out there on that Mortal Kombat game that, I mean, like he said, Katana is right there. So
hey, Sindel too. Mean,
oh shit. I'll let her scream my head off all goddamn.
Oh, damn.
oh my god. Bro, y'all.
All right. Go ahead, Bo.
All right. For my leader, I am gonna pick.
You already picked the leader, bro.
Did I? What was it?
Sonya Blade.
Sonya Blade.
You did pick Sonya Blade.
So I'm gonna pick my wild card. Claire Redfield.
Who?
Claire Redfield.
Resident Evil.
Another one of the Redfields.
Mm-hmm. Hey man. Your Redfield is going hard, especially in Chris from the Resident Evil 4. Man, he punched that border like it was nothing, like dude. Mm.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go with my leader. My leader is going to be Lightning from Final Fantasy.
Lightning. That's a great pick. That's a soldier. Great. Super solid pick.
That's a soldier right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah. And I understand. So the reason why those games, I think it was 13 and 13. 2 and 3, right? Like Lightning Strikes Back or Comes Back or some shit like that.
Yeah,
it got hate because people didn't take the time to fucking learn the paradigm shift combat system, which was honestly, if you take literally 5 minutes, you can learn the damn system. It's just about
that. Switching. Was easy. That shit was just easy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 13 was fun.
Like, it was a fun game, mm-hmm. and especially like the boss.
The final battle with Orphan? Oh man.
Yo, the fact that there's no break in the final, first of all, no. Everyone's first thing with the final boss to that game is you're just like, oh man, I just took like millions of HP off of him. Oh, that's what's up. Oh, he dying. Nah, phase two. You're like, wait a minute.
Is this a phase two?
Can I save? Uh-huh. They're like, nah, straight up into phase two. You have to kill both phases at once.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm. Like, that's nuts.
That was
still haven't beaten that game.
I stayed up.
So for me, the first one. Huh?
First one, yeah.
Is the first one the one where I mean, spoiler, but I mean the game's been out forever. When the two crystallize at the end, that's the first one, right?
Yeah, that's the first one. Yeah.
Yeah. So the first one I got all the way to the boss. Like literally did everything else, side quests or whatever, but I was a little bit underleveled. When phase two hit, I was just like, and I got murked in phase two. I was like, yeah, nah, I'm starting the next game. I finished the game. For all intents and purposes, I finished the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like fuck that.
Yeah.
What did you think about the pet battling system in two?
The pet battling system.
Wasn't that bad.
Not bad. It wasn't bad. Yeah. It didn't make me stop playing the game.
Yeah. I just don't think it was polished enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like I said, it was okay. Wasn't that bad at all. Like I said, it didn't stop anyone playing the game. The story was great. This was the reason I didn't play, because the story was just like.
And then my favorite song was the Crazy Chocobo.
Wait, what? Do you want to take a ride on this chocobo?
It's like a metallic song. Yep. Yeah. Every time you fucking like rode the chocobo. Yep.
Chocobo. I don't know why. I don't know why that song was there, but it was a great add-on to the game.
Chocobo,
okay,
right?
Okay.
Let me look it up. Crazy Chocobo.
Quick little rundown from that last round, man. So Clay, the Brains, GLaDOS, right? I want to make sure.
Yep.
Okay, I just want to make sure I said it right. Bet. So Hydro, his muscle, 2B, near autonomous. By the way, all right, so Ked, his muscle, Shiva. For Bo, his wild card, Claire Redfield. And for Double O, his leader is Lightning.
Yep.
Yeah, good picks.
Yeah. Run down. Yeah, that was a really, that was a really solid line, brothers. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, solid lines, brothers.
Solid line, got, man.
Yeah, we got one more round. We got one more round. Right. So let's go ahead and get it, Clay.
Got you. So my villain pick is gonna be Lilith from Diablo 4.
Ooh.
The demon mommy herself.
Yeah, okay. The demon mommy.
Hey,
He's not.
Lilith, the demon mommy. That's hilarious. Okay.
Where that is a very good pick. That's a very good pick. Hydro.
Let me see. I'm going to go with Jean from Bayonetta, her sister.
Okay.
As my anti-villain / anti-hero.
Okay. The slightly inferior version of Bayonetta.
Basically. but she became
what's her
cool
name now?
Jean. Jean, like gotcha. Jean.
Yeah. Jean. Okay. Bet.
All right, so I'm picking the brains here, and this one was a tough pick, but I think I got a character here. So it's going to be the assassin Aveline de Grandpré from Assassin's Creed.
Now, you know I don't know how to fucking spell that, so you
just put Aveline. That's all you need.
Aveline, fair enough.
Aveline.
What the fuck you just say, man?
Aveline de Grandpré. It's French. So.
Gotcha. Yeah. Bo done edit.
Bo done edit.
Bo done edit.
All right. For my villain, I'm going to pick Lady Demetrius.
Lady Demetrius. Okay.
But what game is that?
Resident Evil Village.
Yep, you're right. Okay.
Tall lady. Yep.
Yep.
Tall lady.
Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. You just unlock the memory. Yep. Okay.
Thank you for a ride.
Yep. All right. And then Double O.
So my last pick for my villain / anti-hero is Amaterasu from Okami. The sun goddess herself.
Okay.
Sun goddess, okay. Because I don't know how the fuck to spell that shit.
Amaterasu.
Spell it like you would with the... Oh, I forgot you didn't watch Naruto either. Damn, never mind.
Absolutely not.
Damn.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
Hey, you guys, don't judge me, but I want to change my pick. Everybody said theirs. Is that okay with the board?
Pick, bro?
Is that okay with the board?
What? What kind you of... Which pick?
Which pick?
This one, last one I did. I want to change John out.
Damn.
I mean, okay with the board?
Yeah, sure.
I guess.
Look, I found somebody better.
Okay.
I want to go with the Inquisitor from Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh.
Okay.
That's a really solid pick.
I like that.
So we can update it.
Okay.
Inquisitor, okay. Jedi Fallen Order, okay. That's a solid
that is pick. That is an acceptable trade.
Sound like a fair trade to me. Okay. Is that everybody's son got? Okay. Bet. All right, bet. So, for the final round, final rundown. So, for Clay, his villain, Lilith. And for Hydro, his villain, with the quick change out at the end, the Inquisitor. From Star Wars. For Ked, his brains, Aveline, right? Is that it?
Yep.
Man, all right. So for Bo, his villain, Lady Demetrius. And for Double O, his villain, the sun goddess. Because I don't know how the fuck to say that name.
Amaterasu.
Amaterasu. Okay, bet. Amaterasu. Yeah, man. That's all of the picks.
Damn.
Eight. Word. I think that we had a solid draft this go round. You know, I know that we're about to be we're over an hour here. So, were there any, you know, shoot the ship last minute picks that y'all want to put on your team real quick?
Let's just do one more, just one pick.
And one pick,
one subject. Choose your shooter.
Choose your what?
Your shooter.
Shooter.
Oh, I thought you said your sugar. I was like, whoa.
Like they have to be like, you know.
They could be guns, cannons, or whatever, you know.
Oh, okay, okay. I was about to say they gotta be expert.
I got one.
Yeah,
I got one too.
Oh, I got one.
Give me a sec.
Rapid fire. So is this
just one round.
Okay, it's a round. Okay, I thought this was gonna be like
it could be rapid man, fire woman, type shit. Child,
man, woman, okay. Machine, robot,
a shooter.
Got you.
Boy, I'm looking at you. You better not snipe my shit. I feel like you'd be one of the ones for real. Sniper. Bo goes to sleep with a scope over his eye.
Put y'all on the spot with this one. All
right, so yeah. I'm going first.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'm going. Damn. Another idea just popped into my head, but I'm gonna go Agent 47.
Oh shit!
Ooh, okay.
Mm. Ooh, okay.
A hitman. That's a hitman. For real. For real.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
My other choice was a good one too, but I decided to go with this one. All
right. So it's my turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm going Mega Man X.
Okay.
Mega Man. Okay. Mega Man.
You had to pick X.
Specifically X.
You got
like five other Mega Man to choose from.
Yep. Because listen, there's a couple of Mega Mans out there, and yeah, and X is that guy.
He's my
favorite Mega Man.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Dude.
Okay. So if we doing gunslingers, then I'm trying to figure out who has not been taken yet because there's actually a couple. I've already got Dante on my squad, so I can't pick him again for gunslinging. Mm-hmm. Shit. Dante. Fuck it. I'm gonna pick Max Payne.
That was my second.
Max Payne.
Yeah. It was Max Payne, Agent 47. I was like, damn.
Yep, had to grab him off the board, man, before somebody else did.
Nice.
All right, Bo.
I'm gonna go with Quiet from Metal Gear, Phantom Pain.
Ooh, good one.
Oh, okay. Elite Sniper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Choir is his name?
Quiet.
Quiet.
Quiet. Oh, Quiet. Oh, that's fire, bro. That's a fire name. His name is just Quiet.
it's fire. It's a woman.
Yep. That's fire. Quiet. That's hard. Yeah.
And she also doesn't speak.
Nope.
Oh shit! Mm-hmm. Oh,
and she's a good spotter, which is a weird thing to say.
I'm crying.
Oh, man. I don't know if she Morse codes or something, but she's a good spotter.
Double O.
Okay, so Gunslinger, I'm gonna have to go with Revolver Ocelot. He's been doing this since he was way small. Revolver Ocelot, or just Ocelot.
Yeah. Okay.
Ocelot, yeah.
Okay.
So now I'll tell y'all who my second pick is after Hydra.
Hydra, who was your second pick?
I had one in a backup. That's what I meant. Like,
everyone's your backup. Rapid fire type shit. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So for these, the shooter round, you know, the gunslingers, Clay, Agent 47, Hydro got Mega Man X. Now specifically X. You know what I'm saying?
Not Mega Man, but X.
X. But. He got Max Payne, Bo, he got Quiet, and for 00, Revolver Ocelot.
Yes, sir.
All right, let's do one more.
I'm down.
Since one we more. Did Gunslingers, let's do Swordsman.
Oh, easy.
Ooh, okay.
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 And then we can cut. We can call in the night after that. All right, Clay.
It's gonna be Metal Gear as well.
Raiden.
What's the name? Raiden. Yep.
Raiden.
Braden.
Yep, Raiden from Metal Gear.
Oh, Raiden. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Solid pick. Solid pick.
Swordsman. Okay.
All right. Hydro.
Jin from Ghost of Tsushima.
Ooh, Jin? That's a okay. good one.
Yep, that wasn't my main pick, but that was
it was a pick.
Yeah, was definitely, I had three in the chamber. I was like, well, there goes one of them. So. All right, for me, Hydro, since you picked X in the last round, I'm picking Zero.
Damn, fuck. Yeah. Back out.
Okay.
Yep. Zero.
That's the essay rank himself.
For me, I am going to pick Cervantes from Soul Calibur.
Ooh, okay.
Ooh, okay.
Cervantes.
Cervantes.
Dual swords, I like it. I feel like Mitsurugi would have been the better choice, though.
I personally would have picked Mitsurugi, but that's me.
See, I would pick Mitsurugi, but you know what? He got a sword as a gun, so.
gun blades always win.
Yeah, fair enough. Double O.
So for me, I would pick Musashi from Brave Fencer Musashi.
Musashi.
Also okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Solid picks.
All right. Rob, and then you can go ahead and do this rundown, and I think it'll be a good. I think this is actually a good time that we can end it. And you know, we usually like to go a little longer, but. I think we did good. I think we did good. So, Rob, if you can give us the rundown of
Of course, man. Of course. Yeah. Come on, man. That's what I'm here for, man. You know, I got you. So,
he Clay, got you, brother.
His swordsman is Raiden. Raiden, yep. Is that Raiden? Okay, I just had to make sure I said it right. Bad. So for Hydro, his swordsman is Jin, Kid, yep. Zero, Bo. Cervantes.
Cervantes.
Yeah.
And Double O is Musashi.
You know what's funny? Because I just bought a Zero shirt the other day for my trip to Japan trip.
Oh man. Speaking of which, I don't have any like Mega Man gear, bro. And I love Mega Man, so I'm definitely about to
Capcom got a whole Amazon storefront.
Say less.
Yep. They got Mega EXE and they got Mega Man X and regular Mega Man. Yep, all that.
Bet. Real quick, Rob, if you have time, could you name our entire squads?
I was just gonna send it to you. Like it's literally sending right now.
Oh, okay. Bet. And
for you to read all that shit, yeah, bro. Because yeah, y'all got some super solid picks, bro. Even though I don't know shit about the video games, but I'm sure the people that's listening to the pod, they're gonna be like, oh shit, okay. Actually, I can go ahead and just read them bitches off, to be honest.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah, so for Clay, his leader, Master Chief, his muscle, Asura, his brains, Cortana from Halo, the wild card, Kirby, his villain, Kefka the Clown. Now we're going into the female characters. Eri, now I didn't catch who that person was
Final Fantasy VII.
Yeah, Eri from Final Fantasy. His second female character, Morgan, that was his muscle, his leader, Jill Valentine. The brains, GLaDOS. The villain, Lilith. His shooter, Agent 47. His swordsman was Raiden, right?
Yep.
Raiden, okay. So for Hydro, his muscle is Kratos. His wild card, Bayonetta. What the hell is that? Is somebody in the... What the fuck is... Do y'all hear that shit in the background?
Somebody got a TV on.
Anyway, like I said.
Oh, that was my wife's dog, I think.
Yeah, I was like, this is mad creepy right now, G. I'll start back again with Hydro. His muscle, Kratos. His wild card, Bayonetta. His leader, Sonic the Hedgehog. His villain, Ganondorf. Brains, Phoenix Wright. Female character, Chun-Li. His second female character was Cynthia. His female wild card was Alloy. Is that how you say
Alloy.
It? Yeah. Alloy. Okay, bet. His muscle was 2B. His villain was the Inquisitor. His shooter was X. Sword, and his swordsman was Jin. Now, Kid the Pro, his leader, Fire God Liu Kang. His wild card was Dante, you know, from Devil May Cry. His villain, Sephiroth. Brains, Nathan Drake. The muscle, Akuma. Or is that how you say it?
Yep.
I want to make
yep.
sure. Akuma? Bet. All right, so female character, Tomb Raider herself, Lara Croft. The wild card, Melina. His female anti-hero was Ivy Valentine. His female muscle was Shiva. The brains, Aveline. Mm-hmm. His shooter is Max Payne, and the swordsman was Zero. Now for Bo, his leader, Solid Snake. His anti-hero slash villain was Virgil. His wild card was Commander Shepard. Muscle was Doom Guy. Brains, Morden Solace. His female character was Amara. The female leader, Sonya Blade. The brains, Talia. The wild card, Claire Redfield. His villain was Lady Demetrius. His shooter was Quiet, and the swordsman was Cervantes, or however the fuck you say that shit.
Cervantes.
And last but not least, the GOAT, Double O. Now, his leader was the Big Boss. Wild card was Starkiller. His muscle was the Guardian. It's actually you, the fucking player yourself, which is hilarious. The brain, Albert Wesker. His villain was Nero. His female character, Stamis. Female brain was Liara. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Liara.
Liara, bet. His female muscle was Tifa. Female leader was Lightning. Female villain was the Sun Goddess. I don't know. I forgot.
Amaterasu.
Amaterasu. There you go. Revolver, Ocelot. And last but not least, his swordsman was Musashi. So everybody listening, let us know, who do y'all think have the best squad? Who do y'all think is coming out with that W? So let us know, like, on Twitter, in the comments, wherever. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Indeed, man. I think we all had
some good solid picks. Yeah, some
very good solid picks. Very, you know,
a lot of sniping going on.
Yo, a lot. Shit. You ain't lying.
Not the hard lying, part for me was not trying to pick niche picks, like games that people don't know. I try to keep it mainstream.
Yeah.
Some Japanese JRPG shit and like whatever. Like, who the fuck is that?
Yo, honestly, I thought you were gonna pick a Persona character. I'm like, how could you not?
Yeah. I mean, because they got into the theme, but I was gonna pick a Tails character, but I don't think people know that.
I was gonna pick somebody from Undertale, but I don't know if too many people know Undertale.
Not a lot.
I don't know a lot about Undertale, but I'm gonna try and get into it because I know that it's a very very solid series.
It's a short game, right?
Is it short?
I think so. It's kind of short. It's like eight.
But does it have like multiple endings? So like
I honestly was gonna pick from one of my female characters. I really thought about picking Aya Brea. That was one of my picks. For those who don't know, that's not Resident Evil. That's Parasite Eve.
That needs a remake. Oh, bad.
That needs a remake. Something serious. You know, if you thought that like Resident Evil like used to scare you as a kid, no, Parasite Eve used to creep me the fuck out as a kid. Jeez. But I still it was creepy, but I just couldn't help but watch. I'm just like, yo, I'm just so enamored with this shit. Creepy as fuck. Why am I watching this game? Why am I watching my brother play this game? Like this is crazy. But yeah, Parasite Eve definitely needs a remake.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I was gonna pick for my female antagonist or like villain? I was gonna pick Freya from God of War.
Now I was kicking myself in the ass on my first pick because with the female thing, because it threw me off, and Zelda was left on the table. Nobody said her.
Nobody said her.
Definitely was left on the table.
I thought about it, but I'm like, what role she fit into?
I would have put her as my wild card. She's got magic, and then she could turn into Sheik.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah.
And a dragon.
And that too.
I was like, my backup shooter was Garrus from Mass Effect. I thought Bo was gonna.
I was gonna pick it. I was gonna pick him, but I was like, nah, this after much Mass Effect
characters, right? He lying. Bo wasn't gonna pick that. She lying. I was.
One of my other wild cards was Master Xehanort.
That's a good one.
Oh, you know what's funny? I was gonna pick Sora, but I didn't know where he would fit at.
Yeah, I was like.
I don't know if I want to pick Sora or if I want to do Riku, but I was like, but you know, a good villain or a good wild card would be Master Xehanort in all 13 of his forms.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. See, I will tell you this now, and it's a bit controversial, but I was not putting any Kingdom Hearts characters on my list because fuck that franchise.
Oh, God, fuck Kingdom Hearts.
Why? Yo, because you're not gonna make me play 13 other side games just to get the main story of the universe, bro.
It's not even resolved in the current.
It's really not, bro. That's why we get Kingdom Hearts 4 because 3 left you on such a cliffhanger. You're just like,
and it was so really? Short.
It was like 3 years ago, by the way.
I'm like, Kingdom Hearts 3 gave you like one answer and 50 more questions. You're like, what the hell?
Disney, you know how to get money out of me, but it's not going to work with this franchise.
Ain't going to work this time.
You know? I don't know. Kingdom Hearts is still going to take my money. I'm not going to play all the side games. I don't think there are going to be any side games between 3 and 4. It doesn't look like, but still.
Hey, you never know.
You never know.
No, they released a mobile game with story elements in it.
Yeah, come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I don't know where I was gonna put her, but I was gonna pick Tifa too from Final Fantasy VII. But I don't know how I'm gonna put her.
Yeah, well, that was gonna be my brawn, but Double O was quick. Double O already,
like a thief in the night.
Straight started.
Okay. Yeah. But all right, guys, we've been going for about an hour 22. So we'll go ahead and we will sign off here. But of course, before we go, we are going to, as always, at the end of the pod, we're going to go ahead and plug our socials and pub up. So let's go ahead and start with our guest, Clay, if he has anything that he would like to plug.
Yeah, man. Follow me on everything at Play With Clay. Play With _ Clay. That's on Twitter. My YouTube channel is coming soon, Twitch as well, because I am a streamer. I'm going to get back to that later on. Also follow my podcast, Animalytical Pod, on Twitter. Check us out on all streaming platforms. We record every Tuesday live on Twitter Spaces, so come through.
All right. Hydro.
It's your boy Hydro, and you can follow me at Straw Hat Hydra on Twitter, and you can also find me on Blue Sky if you have it now. I got the invite, so now I'm in there like swimming when Elon fucked that site up. So I'm Worldwide Hydro. You can catch me when I'm not at work. When I move, I'm coming back to the content game, so I can't wait. But other than that, I'm gonna be around the world. You know, like I said, put her up, I better hide her, put her in the drawer, put her in the cabinet, put her in the closet, just hide her.
Put her in the drawer in the cabinet.
It is absolutely insane.
It's been Straw Hat Hydro, and I can't wait to see y'all once more.
Appreciate you. Double O.
Get that commission.
That commission.
That coochie. What'd you say?
I don't know what post that. But y'all can find me at trinoforest, linktr.ee/00status. All my stuff is there. Twitter, as always, my bread and butter. You can also find me on TikTok. I've started doing more content recently. But yeah, Twitter is your go-to for everything for me. You want to reach out to me, that's where to do it. Reply, retweet, get into conversations, arguments even. But yeah, find me on Twitter. Double of status.
Yes, sir. And Bo done did it.
you can catch me on, oops, you could catch me on Twitter as BoDunDidIt, and you can catch me on my Twitch channel as BoDunDidIt, which I will be streaming tomorrow. We are going to be playing some horror games that I could find on Game Pass. Don't know if Friday Night Freddy is still on there, but if it is, it will definitely be streaming tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Central Time. So, there's that. And also, support my YouTube channels. You can find all of them as BoDunDidIt. I have one for mobile, one for a specific mobile game coming out this month soon called Reverse 1999. And, you know, I have one for console, which I will do more console cover games on. So, also all three is always defined. Just type in BoDunDidIt and you'll see there's three YouTubers with the name BoDunDidIt.
And let me just throw a disclaimer in here. You don't know what you're going to get when you watch Bo. Bo has done it all. Like, he's falling asleep on stream.
Bruh.
He's fucking crazy, bro. Bo done did it all, bro.
Literally, he started off the year, bro, knocked out on stream, bro. Oh, my God.
Yo, people watching like, yo, can someone call him real quick? Like, does he know the stream is still on?
Man. I'm
like, hold on. People are watching?
Yes, people are watching, Bo.
Rob J.
Oh shit! Okay, man, you pretty much know. Everybody knows where to find me on Twitter, but I got to plug the pod right here, man. First and foremost, Jesus. Shout out to Clay for joining us, man, on this great pod, man. This shit was really fun and super like engaging. So even though, like I said, I don't know shit about video games, but hey, it is what it is, man. So you can follow the Blurred Mind Pod on Twitter and Instagram and pretty much everywhere at the Blurred Mind Pod. Tap into the website, theblurredmindpod.com. Shout out to Bo for that. Subscribe to that Patreon, man. We got a lot of dope content coming for as low as that $2 holla. Subscribe to the Patreon. It's a whole bunch of craziness coming. What else? Subscribe to the YouTube. I think that's pretty much it, man. So yeah, man, this episode was good. Salute to Ked, you know, leading the charge and whatnot. So yeah, I'm gonna pass it on to him.
All right, and y'all already know what it is, man. It's your boy Ked the Pro. You can of course follow me on all social media at K3D the Pro. You can of course definitely just be mindful that I am more or less, I can get a bit chaotic on the timeline on X or Twitter or whatever we're calling it nowadays. But yeah, definitely be sure that you follow Chaotic Culture on Instagram at Chaotic Culture Pod, and then on Twitter at Chaotic_Culture. Definitely check us out on all streaming platforms. Of course, you know we got to talk about Inside the Mind of a Blur. So you please be sure once again that you follow all the socials for the Blurred Mind Pod. And definitely check us out on YouTube. Please be sure that you subscribe to the Twitch. Rob J has been doing an amazing job with Twitch. So definitely just make sure that y'all continue to follow us there. Also, of course, you know, shout out to the gang show Go High. We just had dropped an episode this past Friday, so we definitely appreciate you. Please be sure that you tune in every other Friday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for some more anime hijinks. Of course, you can follow us at Shogo High on Twitter and at Shogo High Pod on Instagram. And with that, y'all, you know, this has really been a fun and engaging episode. Shout out, of course, to all the other members of Hit Mob who could not be here on this episode. You know, we definitely would have loved if Steve could do it, but you know, Steve is traveling right now. So hopefully next time we do something like this, he'll be able to come through and we'll be able to do it again. And then to all those who couldn't make it, of course, you know, the Pod Mother and anybody else in Inside the Mind of a Blur, you know, we got love for y'all, and we hope that y'all will be on the next episodes that we do, because we got plenty more where that came from. So with that in mind, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another edition of Inside the Mind of a Blur. So with that, until next time, just remember, be blessed, be safe, God is love, and don't do two crazy things out here, because we will find out and we will let you know that we saw you do that crazy shit.
We'll get your account tag.
I'm dead, yo. Hey, bro, that is nuts, man. Hey, my, rest in peace to my boy Zach, man. Please don't. Please do no crazy shit on Twitter. Please do not make any crazy hot takes on Twitter, because if you do, we will find out and you will get cooked.
You're gonna fuck around and find out.
No one's safe.
Indeed. He ain't deserve to get banned though. But
no, he didn't. Not at all.
It is what it is, bro. With that in mind, guys, y'all be blessed, and until next time, just stay safe out here. All right. Two up, two later down.
Days. Later days.
Bye.
Later.